Hello, have we got Mark here?
Hello.
Oh, we've got him.
Hey.
Not going to lie, we put you up to see if we could get the Channel 9 News theme, but you know, you're actually a better result. How are you doing this morning, Mark?
Yeah, good. Really good this morning. How's things down there?
I don't like Mondays, Mark, and so I'm struggling. I'm not going to lie.
You could be worse off, Ellie. Your partner could have said no while you said yes. How did that feel last night for you, Mark? Have you come down from it okay?
Look, not too bad. But on the day, we're not allowed to discuss what we're going to say with our couples, with our partners.
Mm.
But obviously, the week that you have is a pretty good indication as to what you and your partner are going to say. And look, I was getting the same vibe from Ning that week as I was in the first couple. It was obviously a pretty tricky week with the friends visit and then the comments made by Jessica. So I think Ning was probably basing her decision from last night on what was happening around us, not the way that she was feeling. So. But all good, all good. We're a pretty cool story, and you got to watch this space and what happens in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I'm going to put it out there and say when in the first couple of episodes, I thought that you guys weren't going to make it past like episode, you know, two or three, but you've stuck around for the
long... Oh, wow, so judgy.
No, but just like you didn't have much of a spark to begin with, did you, Mark?
No, it was horrible. the wedding was an absolute train wreck, and I think that was pretty obvious. To be honest, honeymoon wasn't that much better.
Yeah.
I think it probably took that big argument in about week three on the, just before the Gold Coast that probably kicked us in the bum a bit. And we sort of thought, look, we're trying to find ways for this not to work. Let's try and find ways for it to work. And I think that was when we both, our whole mindset changed and it became really good. Look, we're both there for the right reasons. There's no doubt about that. And I think we both weren't willing to probably walk away 100% until we'd given everything. And we hadn't really given much in the first 3 weeks to the experiment or to each other.
Mark, last night you said you want to stay because you want to fight for Ning. I know the feeling, mate, when you have to fight for a girl. What's your plan in place now to try and to win her over, win her heart back?
Well, we have all of us have one last sort of date, and we go up to the Blue Mountains, which was probably one of the best nights we had in this entire experiment. I won't give too much away, but it was easily one of the best nights. It was fantastic, and it just gave us an opportunity to get away from the group, to get away from Sydney, and just to be on our own. Because obviously we've been shelving a few big conversations that needed to be had in relation to the children, in relation to the distance between us. And then that sort of stuff gets brought up over the next couple of days. So, that's what happens. So that's what's about to happen. So, it was good. This week was probably one of our better weeks.
Oh, nice. All right, what I want to ask you about more than anything is the huge cheating scandal. We've got to talk about that. What were your thoughts when Jessica said last night, I'm into Dan, I want to be with Dan. What was your immediate reaction? Were you surprised? Did you see it coming? What's the deal?
We actually didn't know. And people keep asking, how do you not know? You're sort of in your own little world where you're doing your own thing, you're filming your own scenes, you're filming your... You know, you're doing your own thing externally, and this was all going on behind us. And even at the boys' night the other night, when Cam asked Dan, "Did you have any feelings?" That was all just people asking. Was scripted? It wasn't scripted. There's no way that this can be scripted. It's too dramatic. We didn't know. So, look, you sort of had a feeling that something might have been going on, but we honestly did not know. So it was a bit of a shock when it all sort of came out on this commitment ceremony night. I was there for my own reasons, and Ning was as well. We had so much of our own dramas and things to deal with that we weren't really concerned with what was happening with the other couples. We were too busy focusing on our own relationship.
Hey Mark, are you still with Ning?
I can't answer that. You know, I can't. But look, I think ours was definitely, you know, one of the better stories from this season. I think that, as you saw early on, we really struggled. And look, we've come so far, and the finales are only a week away, so you'll have to wait and see, I think.
Yeah, it's been fascinating to watch,
mate.
You guys. I like the slow burn thing, and I feel like out of all the relationships, yours has been the most kind of intriguing. Like you didn't really know what was going to happen.
Very relatable as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Very relatable. Yeah. We have distance. We've got three kids to think about. So
of course.
Very relatable to the viewer, which was good.
Yeah. All righty. Well, good luck for the rest of it. We're excited to see how it pans out. And thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
Yep. No problem at all. Thanks, Sheldon. Talk to you soon.